that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Game week, as far as college football is concerned. We will dive into college football, talk a little pro football with you on the program, talk a little high school football, and a whole lot more. Mike Halas will be joining us as well as we get ready for Iowa-Miami. Coming up on Saturday, Iowa State, you and I will be in Ames. We'll get ready for that as well. All that coming up and more, Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned, KGYM. Coming your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here today. It is indeed College Game Week. All kinds of terrific first week games coming up for you on Saturday. Hawkeyes get underway, Cyclones get underway, Panthers get underway. We're going to talk about that and more with Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. Look back on what was a very interesting weekend as far as the world of sports is concerned. How you doing?
Doing well. Game week, I can just feel it. There's a different vibe. You know, high schools got underway last week, but when college football rolls around, there's a terrific lineup of games in college football this weekend. You mentioned the state schools getting started. I mean, we've got a ton of stuff. Wall-to-wall coverage. We've got interviews with the opponent media, pregame, postgame, John Crant with odds. Pretty much everything you need to know.
Pregame, postgame for Iowa starts this Saturday. Pregame will come your way before the boom. And that will be at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you right here in KGYM. Yes, we're back with After the Final Gun, our live post-game show, live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We will be there on Saturday, and that will be coming up immediately following the end of the game this Saturday. Tyler Ryder, Alex Kuhn, Mr. Mark Dukes will be there. I will be there at times during the season. I don't think I will be there this Saturday, though, but should be a lot of fun. And, of course, Iowa State at 5 o'clock. Iowa State taking on the UNI Panthers at Jack Trice Stadium coming up on Saturday evening and Saturday night. And both those coaches met the media today, Mark. Nothing earth-shattering out of Iowa State. I think there's just a lot of optimism. Matt Campbell said there could be. It doesn't matter to him how old a player is, what class they're in, the best players are going to play on the field for the Iowa State Cyclones coming up Saturday night.
I think apprehension as well in the Iowa State camp. I'm sure there's a lot of excitement on for Matt Campbell and his crew trotting out their first team. I think Iowa State's going to be okay. I think UNI is going to be okay. This has always been a very good game between these two. Don't have a line for you as FBS, FCS teams. In games such as that, Vegas.
Oh, we'll get you a line.
Typically doesn't catch it, but we'll go offshore for that.
We'll go offshore. We know people in places. John can give us one coming up on Thursday as well, more than likely. But at any rate, going to be a lot of fun for that. And really, really looking forward to that Iowa State UNI game. Big news out of Cedar Falls today, though. 4 true freshmen will be starting for the Panthers, one on the offensive side of the ball, and he's a familiar face, and I am not shocked at all, and I don't think anybody else is shocked at all about this particular individual.
It'd be Jalen Reimer, would it not?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Prairie product, and I'm not surprised either. I mean, he's a terrific football player, terrific all-around athlete, state champion in track, and listening to Gary Reimer is fun enough.
Oh,
without listening to him calling his nephew's games.
Wait till that first touchdown comes. And you know what? Great for Gary.
Nephew or grandson?
Grandson.
Grandson, I'm sorry. Yeah,
grandson.
I misspoke.
And wait till that first one. And, you know, good for Gary. That would be, I'm sure, a treat above all other treats if he can call a touchdown coming up on Saturday night for his grandson.
I think Jalen will deliver, too. I think it's going to be an interesting, fun 4 years for Gary to call games. He always has fun anyway. But to call games, his grandson's involved. He's an electrifying player, as you know, Scott. You covered him in many games. But certainly a weapon for you and I. And to play as a freshman, come on.
You and I doesn't get quite as many athletes, maybe of the ilk of Jalen Reima. I mean, 100 and 200-meter champion here in the state of Iowa for the big class. Terrific football player. All-around athlete, bar none. And to have him come to you and I and play for the Panthers, yeah, you got to get all 4 years out of him right away, I think. And Mark Farley, I think, sees that.
He's a really good baseball player, too, and Prairie won the state championship. I think he played two games, didn't he? Something like that?
Yeah, he played one day.
Yeah.
Got to just to get in there and help out because that's, you know, puts team first, which is good, which is terrific out there. And so best of luck to him and the rest of the Cyclones and the Panthers coming up. And, of course, Iowa State football coming up on Saturday.
319-366-1600. That's our phone line and our Guppies on the Go text line. When you're on the go, we certainly want to know. Give us a text, 319-366-1600, as 5594 is done. Hawkeye football is back, as is college football. Woohoo! By the way, please bypass Colin Kaepernick convo if you could. The horse has been beaten to death already.
It's a big... It must be mentioned. It must be mentioned. I'm not going to add any more dialogue to it than anybody else nationally. I'm sure you feel the same way, Mark. It's up to your personal views if that this is a good thing or if this is a bad thing. I think he can find other ways if he wants to help out. Go to the San Francisco community, go to any community, say, what can I do to help? I think that's a better way than sitting out and sitting during the national anthem. Now a Philadelphia Eagles has said today he's going to do the same thing. He is not going to stand for the national anthem. I think there are other and better and more appropriate ways to do
that. I totally agree. I think it's disrespectful. I mean, it's not required by the league that you have to stand up and honor the flag and the anthem. But, I mean, if you're an American and you refuse to acknowledge the anthem and the flag, I think that's disrespectful. There are other ways. I totally agree with you that Kaepernick could have expressed his frustration with what's going on in the country. A lot of us are frustrated. We're not going to sit on our behind when the national anthem's played and try to protest that way, are we?
No, I don't think so. But like I said, and I'm sure by the time the NFL season rolls around in week one, a week from this Sunday, you're going to see more. You're going to see more. So,
Cyclone Tim on the text line, 7098, apprehensive optimism in Ames. I have the official Iowa State Nut Cup ready to go.
Thank you, Cyclone Tim. I think he hit it right on the head. I think he hit it right on the head. Guard him, guarded optimism, I think, in Ames, as far as what's coming up on Saturday night.
It's been
night.
The case for years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hello. What are you guys talking about?
We were just reading texts.
Is this turned into a political show?
No. About the Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were just, we had a text
about
it.
Because he turned it into one.
Kaepernick, not me. Not me.
Well, you turned this polite forum into a political, I mean, there are people out front now pulling in.
Turkeys? Are turkeys are turning on me? You know, I thought turkeys could fly.
You went to military school. Isn't it disrespectful for someone to sit during the playing of the national anthem?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much
but
so.
But he wanted to be disrespectful.
I think
that
you're
was
right.
His intent. He wasn't being lazy.
It was a form of protest for him.
Protest of what?
The way the racial problems that are going on in the country.
The racial
right now.
Problems?
Yeah.
There are billions of problems in this country you could sit. Nobody'd stand up.
That's true.
True enough.
We got a lot of problems.
He's had a tough life, I guess. You know, how much is he making, doing what? And you know what the sad, and I saw that story and I thought, okay, I understand he's upset about that, and he has a right to be.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, the fans of his team and that league might not see it that way. He's going to do nothing but alienate himself from the fans.
And he might not have a team to play for.
And as long as he's throwing touchdowns or whatever, what position he's playing?
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I thought. As long as he's throwing touchdowns and doing well, people are going to go, oh, yeah, he's an idiot, but he's our idiot. As soon as he starts screwing up...
Well, there's talk he's going to get cut anyway.
He's toast.
Because he's not playing
very
well.
Other players going to do the same thing.
Already another for the Philadelphia Eagles who said today he is going to join. And like I said, I think by the time...
This is not an inalienable right guaranteed by the Constitution that you're going to stay in the NFL making millions a year.
True.
So go ahead out there and make your mess and pay the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600, the Guppies on the Go text line about the Kaepernick situation.
Our leader, Rob Norton, by the way.
Oh, no.
Joining us.
No. I'm random man mm-hmm. from the street. no mail to me.
He's corralling turkeys outside on the wildlife area.
Just go ahead and shoot yourself in the foot.
The wildlife refuge. That is our wild kingdom outside.
Meanwhile, there were 22 murders in Chicago this weekend.
Which is probably down.
So far in August, they're over 80.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Well, we could go further into that, but I think it's probably not a good idea right now.
Joey Bosa has signed with the San Diego Chargers. All the number ones are now in camp and ready to go. Bosa with, a 4-year contract to play with the San Diego Chargers. And we will see...
Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye. Get the net out for the turkeys. Bosa, will he be ready to go for opening day? I think he'll probably play. I think he'll probably be out there at Arrowhead for the Chiefs and the Chargers. I hope not, because I don't want him seeing him chase down Alex Smith, which leads us to another point of the weekend. The only exhibition game or preseason game in the NFL that matters. They were all played this past week. You had highlights, you had lowlights. Of course, the lowlight being Tony Romo injured for the Dallas Cowboys. You asked for it, you got it. Dak Prescott, the greatest quarterback to never take a snap in a regular season game, is now going to be the starting quarterback, at least for the next probably month and a half for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. Ever since he played at Mississippi State, I think he's a terrific quarterback. I'm not going to... Too bad he's a Dallas Cowboy, but that's beside the point for me. That's my thing. But is he going to do as well for the Cowboys as he in the regular season as he did in the preseason? Probably not, because he saw basically he played against a bunch of guys that are going to be selling insurance here in the next couple of weeks, and he played against nothing but vanilla defenses going up against him. What's going to happen when he starts to see blitzes coming from two different directions? Cover twos, cover ones,
exactly.
Whatever the case may be. Yeah, he's going to do okay at times, but he's also going to make a ton of mistakes. There aren't a lot of teams that win with rookie quarterbacks and make it far in the National Football
it's
League.
It's been done.
It's
but
been
it's
done.
It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy, though. No, not going to be easy, though. So that was those were probably the two big stories over the weekend as far as the NFL extended weekend, going to Joey Bosa earlier on today. Signing with the San Diego Chargers.
Rosters need to be cut to 75 players in the NFL by 3 o'clock tomorrow. Among the cuts, Miami has gotten rid of Marshall Kane, the former Iowa kicker, who had a couple nice boots in the most recent preseason game. Cleveland has cut A.J. Bibbs, former Iowa State tight end. Tampa Bay has cut Jeremiah George, linebacker from Iowa State. So you're going to see plenty more of the cuts between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, when they have to get down to, I'm not positive on the number, but it's the first big cut that'll be coming up this week. And then they've got another one. All the teams will play on Thursday night of this week. All the preseason games will come up then, because then they get at least a week before the regular season opener. Carolina-Denver. You can catch that right here on KGYM, thanks to our friends at Mediacom.
Back to the text line, 5232. Kaepernick has the right to protest the way he wants. Sorry, people are so sensitive and politically correct. Oh, wait, that's the liberals, right?
I don't want to get into a whole political thing.
You're getting sort of a comment about Rob's comments about Chicago, but we'll bypass that. It's getting a little too political on a... sports talk show
on a Monday.
Dave Kay on the text line points out Mitch Keller from Cedar Rapids was promoted to high A.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
and has done a great job. How about Scott Schebler this weekend? What a weekend he had at the plate down in Phoenix for the Cincinnati Reds, with three home runs in two games to power the Red Legs down there.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday combined 4 for 8. With three home runs and six RBI, including Saturday's outing, in which he had two home runs, five RBI for the Reds. Then on Sunday, he had a solo home run, one of only two runs for Cincinnati. But, yeah, it was a terrific weekend from him. Heard from our friend Kurt.
Hello, Kurt.
Did you mention insurance at one point? Kurt wants to know, ask UNASH what's wrong with selling insurance.
I didn't say anything was. I said he was playing against a bunch of guys that are going to be selling insurance.
All of a sudden, you're drafting 10th in his league.
That's up to Pete. That's up to Pete.
Well, Kurt has influence, okay.
Yeah, he does. He does. No, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I said they're going to be selling insurance coming up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys are not going to be on NFL
it's
rosters.
Another admirable line of work, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Guys are going to be at Fry Fest coming up on Friday. It is coming up this Friday, and it's a day to celebrate all that is Hawkeye. And this is a year of many, many firsts at the Fry Fest coming up this week. Hairball is going to be there. They'll be taking the stage at 8 o'clock. And then after Hairball, it's going to end with a bang. Literally, for the first time ever, there will be a fireworks display to coincide with the ending of Fry Fest. APC will be there broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the exhibition hall of the Coralville Marriott. Please stop by. Say hi to those guys, Todd and Tyler. And sign up for a prize they're going to be giving away.
Yeah, you actually have a chance to win $100.
Can't beat that.
Stop by the booth where Todd and Tyler and the gang will be. Pick up a postcard with a lucky number on it. Then tune in to KGYM next Tuesday, September 6th, between 3 and 7. If your lucky number is announced on the air, you can call in to claim a C-note.
A C-note from our fine owners.
They are fine people, but they remain anonymous.
That's why I said fine owners.
It does do my heart good to hear you pronounce the hotel chain correctly.
Absolutely. Would I do that wrong?
We've been well-schooled, Rob.
It's Marriott. It's not Marriott. Marriott. Like the word Elliot. It's pronounced just like Elliot.
It's not Elliot.
Not Elliot.
Mellot.
It's not Marriott. It's Marriott.
Thank you. And you'll be there on Friday.
But I heard you pronounce it correctly.
And you wanted to come
and
in
I'll
and say...
I'll be at the damn Marriott.
$49.96 on the text line. So really, that person thinks just liberals have a problem with Kaepernick? Love how...
No.
Love how that's the answer to the world's problems. Blame liberals.
I wasn't blaming liberals.
I think he's referring to someone else on the text line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good.
No. I blame everybody.
Well,
I blame myself.
It's everybody's problems.
I blame myself.
You blame yourself?
Is that why you're always looking in the mirror?
Yes. I yell at myself. You.
You have a.
You need to do better.
You have a. He has a full-length mirror in his office.
Oh, a joke from Captain Funny over here. God.
An attempt.
A joke.
3:24.
Marriott,
yes. And we got that. We'll be there Friday, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, broadcasting live.
Remember, I used to work for Marriott Corporation. I know how to pronounce their name.
You met him at the bar.
No. Met him at his house.
At his house?
At his house. And he offered me a beer.
Uh-huh.
And which is unusual because they're Mormons. And I thought, that's, they don't drink.
Let's just bring this full circle.
and I just was surprised. I go, you're going to give me a beer in your house? I went, yeah.
Politics, religion, is sex next or what? The three things you don't talk about.
Sex
is
next for me. I'll guarantee you that right now. That's not even hardly in the rearview mirror.
All right. Man, got a lot of stuff. 325.
It was a little slow in here today. I thought I'd...
We appreciate that. We appreciate
3530. Tell Norton that I wish for his sake that they would bring Oberman back to TV in some capacity.
And we're back.
Oh, now you had to mention him.
I didn't.
Does that sniveling twit have a job anywhere now?
I don't think he does. I think he's out right now.
I'm pretty center of the road with politics. I really am, but I can't stand that guy. I just can't stand him.
Must have been a friend of yours, 3530. You recognize the phone number?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my dogs.
25 minutes past the hour.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had phones, Scott.
Oberman, he's been fired by every
network
in the world.
Yes, he has. The dogs are smart. They could use a phone. They could use a phone. I have no problem with that. I think so. Oh, so we talked about Bosa. We talked about Kaepernick. We got Iowa State, you and I. Great weekend of high school football. And
Joel and Muscatine on the text line, if you want to stop talking politics, I can talk about the Muscatine Muskies versus Iowa City West. The boys in purple and gold are good, and you saw that.
I did.
For yourself.
Yeah, we talked about that on Friday. We even mentioned we saw Joel. Mm-hmm. So good to have Joel chime in here today. Yeah, it's going to be a good game, Muscatine and West. They're both going to be in the top 10. I can almost assure you of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that'll be a good one coming up this week. We need to get to Michael Oss. I don't know how you can follow all this, but we're gonna try with Michael Oss. We'll talk some football and some golf, too. Big news locally yesterday. So we'll kick that around as well. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Oh, hi there. I'm Murphy, you know, the one the law's named after. Excuse me, please. There's a little computer something I need to take care of. Well, that's better. When it comes to your computer network, it's my job to make sure whatever can go wrong does go wrong. About the only thing that keeps old Murphy at bay is Network Computer Solutions. I put you out of business, and Network Computer Solutions gets you up and running fast. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. MediacomCable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at MediacomCable.careers.
Back with you here at 3:28 as we come your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Cal Eldred will join us coming up on the Tuesday edition to talk baseball. Very interesting weekend of baseball to talk about. Coming up tonight, it'll be the first Cyclone Sideline Show, the call-in show, coming your way with John Walters, and I'm sure Matt Campbell will be there. And of course, I'll get ready to talk about Iowa State and UNI coming up on Saturday night. Of course, Iowa State football can be heard right here on 1600 AM KGYM, brought to you by Lisa Nolan, a RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts Realtor, online at lisanolanrealtor.com and the Quad Cities International Airport.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com, perhaps one for our next guest. Will the Hawkeyes return to Indianapolis this season? That would be for the Big Ten Championship game. Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
And our next guest joining us right now, you can follow him on Twitter at Halas. Also follow him at thegazette.com. He is Gazette sports columnist Mike Halas and joins us here on Mondays. It'll be Mondays. Well, next week's Labor Day, so we won't be on. We'll have to move it to Tuesday. But he'll be joining us now through the basketball season on a weekly basis to talk all things sports. Happy game week, Mike.
Thank you. Same to you.
And where did the summer go?
Right down the drain, buddy. It's gone.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
G-O-N-E.
Hey, before we talk that, though, let's get to another big topic from yesterday. It didn't look good for about an hour, hour and a half or so, but then thanks to some little bit of iffy play and leaking oil down, down the stretch by the man in orange, Ricky Fowler. Zach Johnson's going to be in as assured of playing in his fifth straight Ryder Cup at the end of next month up at Hazeltine in Chaska, Minnesota. And that's a pretty darn good feather to have in your cap.
Yeah, that's two big favors Ricky Fowler's done Zach Johnson this year. He came to his Foundation Classic, and then he fell apart in the last four holes yesterday and put him in the Ryder Cup. It didn't look good. I mean, Patrick Reed and Ricky Fowler were separating themselves from the field, and if they finished 1-2 or 2-1, they were both going to pass Johnson, and he was going to be on the outs. And Reed held up, but Fowler did not. And Zach's going back to see if he can finally be on a winner. He's been there four times, and the U.S. hasn't won any of those times. It wasn't his fault. He's got a decent Ryder Cup record. I think he's at 500. But he's been on some teams that have not gotten the job done, and maybe this is the year.
Do you have a tough decision to make during Ryder Cup week, which starts at the end of September and goes into the first couple days of October? October 1, Iowa is playing at home against Northwestern. What are you going to do?
Yeah, not that hard a decision. I mean, the Ryder Cups, I mean, it's fun for people who like that sort of thing, but it doesn't really move the needle that much around here. You know, the Tiger Hawk is – the Tiger Hawk rules all in Eastern Iowa. I think you know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd love to get up there for a day of it, but, boy, it's tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Just think about it, though, whether this guy's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or Los Angeles, five Ryder Cups and, what, two, three, four President's Cups? What an accumulation of accolades.
From Drake.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at the guys who are the top 20 U.S. players, and it's pretty predictable. ACC, SEC, Pac-12. You know, Sun Belt states, with rare exceptions. And this guy played at Drake. So we've been talking about him and talking about him for the last 10 or 12 years. But, yeah, the credits just keep getting added to the resume.
I think I know the answer to the question before we leave Zach here, but if Ricky didn't have that faltering down the stretch – and Zach was ninth. Top eight make it automatically. I don't see any scenario where Davis Love, the captain of the American team, doesn't pick Zach Johnson.
A good friend of Zach's.
Yeah.
You know.
Except I don't think it's a slam dunk because there are good players outside that top eight, real good players. Plus, I think what they're going to try and do now is take a look at who's got the hot hand in these final tournaments, because they got criticized in the past for, you know, leaving some people behind who finished very, very hot. I think they're even calling it the Horschel rule now, because Billy Horschel a couple of years ago went crazy, but they didn't pick him for the Ryder Cup, or it was too late or something like that. So there's no guarantees. And Johnson hasn't had his best year this year. I think he's around 50th in FedEx points. So I don't think it was automatic. You can't go by friendships, and I don't think Johnson was acting like it was going to be a given if he didn't make the top eight. So, well, we'll never know.
It is game week. Do you want to take a stab at our poll question, Mike?
What was it again?
Will the Hawkeyes return to Indianapolis this season?
Well, that's another thing. It's certainly not a slam dunk, but I think on August 29th, they're the most likely team from that division that will, and that's what I'll say.
Yeah. Your former colleague, you'll still see him many, many times. Mr. Scott Docterman came out in his piece today in the Gazette saying that, yeah, they're going, and they're going to go above and beyond. We were talking about the fact that Iowa going to the Rose Bowl might not happen. He's got Iowa going back to the Rose Bowl this year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can say a lot of things on August 29th. it could happen. It could happen. You know, hey, why not? It's not like they lack for players. You know, it's not like they lack for a quarterback who I would say is near or at the elite level in college football. And it's not like they lack for a defense that's got a lot of studs. So I wouldn't discount any possibilities right now.
As you look at the schedule, Mike, where do you think the biggest, the highest hurdles might be?
I think there are several. I think there are a few more than there were at this time last year. Some you might not look at it that way, but I mean, I think they're going to run the table with their three home non-conference games. North Dakota State is the last one, Iowa State before that, and of course this week is a gimme against Miami, Ohio. But then you open the conference season, and look, forgive me if I don't have this memorized. I'm just coming off vacation, but they open at Rutgers, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's not an automatic. I mean, I don't think Rutgers is going to be anything special, but you're going into on the road and in a different environment that didn't work out so well 2 years ago at Maryland. And you're not going to go in there and walk all over them in all likelihood. I suppose you could. So just a game like that is potential trouble. And if a game like that's potential trouble, then I think five or six conference games are potential trouble. You go to Penn State, you know that won't be easy. I think the game on the schedule everyone has circled is of the greatest interest is Michigan at home in prime time, ABC. They haven't played Michigan in a few years, and Michigan's got more hype than the rest of the Big Ten put together, it seems like. And wouldn't it be something if both of those teams went into that game, you know, first place in their division? Mm-hmm. But that's a ways off. You take a game at Minnesota. I mean, the last time they went up to Minnesota, they played the worst game, in my opinion, that they played in Kirk Ferentz's 17 years as Iowa's coach. Minnesota's not a bad team. They've got a veteran quarterback, good quarterback, gutty quarterback in Mitch Leidner. And who's to say that Wisconsin or Northwestern at home will be, walkabout. So there's plenty of challenges there. I'm looking forward to this season. I think it's got potential to go a lot of ways and be very interesting.
If this was a basketball game, this might be one of those non-conference games that you would skip if it was at Carver Hawkeye Arena coming up on Saturdays.
Well, there's no might about it. I would skip it.
To be truthful, this is not a good football team coming in Saturday. But with that being said, They still play the games, obviously. So, but I anticipate. Right. Well, Miami's going to cash a check. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
With that being said, though, a chance, at least a lot of coaches, a lot of fans, perhaps, to see some of the youngsters that Iowa's going to roll out there and to see them, you know, in a game-type atmosphere.
Oh, and see them in the first quarter, it sounds like.
Maybe.
you're going to have some new people out there.
Yep.
At wide receiver, a guy who I think was took three snaps all season, Jay Shiel, he's first team. You're going to have a brand new place kicker, and I mean brand new. A guy named Keith Duncan, who's a first-year freshman, I think he's a preferred walk-on, is from North Carolina, a place that Iowa, I don't remember ever pulling a player out of. I don't know why some of these kickers aren't more recruited than they are, but the way I understand it is Furman was the main competition for this guy. And you look at what he did in high school, and it's like, holy mackerel. If he can do something remotely similar to that in college, Iowa got themselves a steal. He has made a lot of long field goals, and his accuracy percentage was tremendous in high school.
Is it healthy, Mike, to enter a discussion comparing the careers of Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz?
Well, I know people do it, but it's so tough. And I think you could throw Forrest Evashevsky in there, too, because you're talking different eras.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking a whole different set of circumstances, from recruiting to the Internet. I mean, I can't imagine Hayden Fry in the Internet age. You know, I think every fuse he had would have blown because of the Internet. And but Fry had his own set of challenges, obviously. And Fry took a program, you know, we all know the story, but it had no culture of winning whatsoever. And while the cupboard was pretty bare when Ferentz took over, at least Iowa had facilities and had shown that you could win here. So it's so hard to compare, and I almost think it's pointless because both have bodies of work that really don't need a whole lot of defending.
You're right. I think what you said about the culture, Hayden Fry changed the culture of Iowa football, but then again, Kirk Ferentz had to follow him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, no matter who you are or when you're at Iowa, it's going to be difficult. It just is. For obvious reasons, lightly populated state, and you're going to have to sell yourself on the road, and you're probably not going to rake in very many four-star recruits along the way, and you're going to have to develop them from, you know, lumps of clay in a lot of cases, and you're going to have to get lucky. But luck is the residue of design, and both Fry and Ferentz have long lists of NFL players who they plucked from relative obscurity and made into, you know, all-conference, and in some cases even all-America talent.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Oss joining us, Monday edition of the Gym Class at 3:42. Before we leave the Hawkeyes here, on August 29th, where everybody is a national championship contender, hate to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to. How many regular season games do you envision Iowa winning on August 29th? You can change this later on.
Sure. Well, I you know what? Safe picks are so boring. But to be really honest with you, just knowing, I mean, that 12-0 was, I don't think you're going to see it again. I'm sorry. It's just so...
It's hard.
There are so many variables. But I think this team will win 10 games.
I don't think that's out of the realm of...
Well, and I think 10-2 would... I think that's a fantastic record any year at Iowa. And almost anywhere.
Yeah.
I just think that there's enough talent there. I think the schedule is good, but it's certainly not overwhelming. and the Big Ten West does not impress me all that much.
What happens if Iowa goes 9-3, 8, 9, 10 wins? Does the fan base, they let out a collective howl because of what happened last year?
Well, I think, as it often is, it's how you play. If you give away a couple of games, or if you lose to somebody that you've got no business losing to, then I think, yeah, frustration sets in. If you look like, if two or three teams just play lights out and beat you, and you didn't give them anything, they took it, then I don't think there's a lot of resentment. If you lose at home to North Dakota State or Iowa State, you know, or you lose at Illinois or something like that, then, yeah, I think then some of that can start to creep back in.
I, for one, Mike, am going to be very interested to see what Iowa State can do under Matt Campbell. He's talked a good game. He's recruited a good game. I think he's got segments of that starting lineup, including a terrific back, an experienced quarterback, nice receivers, very good defensive backfield, a really, really strong defensive lineman. I think it's critical that it beats you and I out of the chute to have a shot at 500.
Yeah, for sure. And we know history shows that that's far from a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around him twice, Campbell, that is, since he was hired, and you get a good vibe from him. You get a vibe of somebody who's sort of got the right stuff. You know, who I know he's only 36, but he doesn't come across as 36. I interviewed three of his assistant coaches a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like he's got some solid guys with him. He doesn't have an offensive line. I mean, he just doesn't. If they suffered a key injury a couple of weeks ago to Jake Campos, their most veteran offensive lineman, so it's really asking a lot to do much this season. But I tell you, I think that if teams are going to beat up on a Campbell Iowa State team, I think this is going to have to be the year, because I really have a gut feeling that they got themselves the right guy, and I think that they've got better days ahead.
I would agree. And with that being said, I don't think it's going to be easy, because you and I is you and I. They're
right.
A very good football team. I just want to see Jalen Reima out there catching passes. That's what I want to watch.
Yeah. Well, what will Gary Reima do if he does?
You know what? Go crazy, Gary, because you know what? It'd be a great time in his life. Call his grandson's first touchdown. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, are we sure it's not his great-grandson?
No. It is not. It is not.
That's why Mike Loss has never appeared on Press Row.
That's not true.
Mike.
Gary would laugh at that.
He would. He's got a great sense of humor. Hey, before we let you go, we lost a giant this afternoon. Gene Wilder, I know you've tweeted about this. Do yourself a favor tonight, if you have the time, go watch Blazing Saddles.
Well, that's doing yourself a favor anytime.
Yes, but boy, what a underrated comedic mind he had.
Oh, he was a funny guy.
Yeah,
he was an Iowa graduate.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, 1955, and he got a Distinguished Alumni Award 10 or 15 years ago, and you know, universities like to reward all the scientists and physicians and geniuses they send in the world, and rightly so, but you can be pretty proud of entertainers that have come your way too, and I always had a few of those, and Gene Wilder, he was funny.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Rest in peace to
Gene
Wilder.
He said, "Don't shoot Mongo. It just makes him mad."
Another Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy Mike's stuff at thegazette.com and at Halas on Twitter. And, we will we'll talk to you Tuesday and next week. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike Halas, 3:48 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. You know, we didn't mean to dive into politics today, but we talked about Kaepernick a bit, and yeah, just don't watch Blazing Saddles. Do it, watch it by yourself.
We went into a few areas where that wasn't in show prep. Let's just put it that way.
All right, 3:49, we need to take a break. We will come back, have more for you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Stay with us.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with MetroPCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to MetroPCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a MetroPCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize during week one at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Use code DRIVE at DraftKings.com now and play free with your first deposit. That's DRIVE to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $29.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
All right, thanks to Mike Halas for joining us. He'll be back with us coming up next Tuesday. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow to talk Major League Baseball. We mentioned the great weekend that Scott Schebler, the former Cedar Rapids Prairie product and Solon native, had for the Cincinnati Reds. The races just keep getting tighter and tighter as far as the wild card is concerned, both with the American League and the National League. Cardinals lose another pitcher today, Mike Leake, to the disabled list. And just injuries besetting the St. Louis Cardinals out there. Had high school football over the weekend, and with that in mind, the brand new Gazette KGYM high school football poll has been released. Jeff Linder of the Gazette does a great job of putting that together. And taking a look at the top 10s, they're out on the internet, so I'm sure we can say what they are. West Des Moines Valley remains number one in 4A. West Des Moines Dowling right behind at number two. Cedar Rapids Washington stays at number three. Joel Muscatine is fourth. Should be happy for the purple and gold.
When was the last time that happened?
It's been a long time since the Muskies have been that high. As far as the rankings are concerned, Ankeny, despite a loss, they're at number five. Ankeny Centennial is six. Council Bluffs Lewis Central, seven. Pleasant Valley, who beat Jefferson on Friday night, is eighth. Kennedy Falls from five to nine. They're still in the poll. And then a tie for 10th between City High, they are new to the poll, and Johnston. They fell to Ankeny Centennial in a top 10 battle. West just outside the top 10. They would be 11th out there. 3A Norwalk still number one. Xavier still number two. Followed by Pella, Creston Orient, Maxburg, fourth, Washington, Iowa, fifth, Carroll, sixth, Glenwood remains seventh, Sioux City, Helan remains eighth, and a tie for nine between Dallas Center, Grimes, and Solon into the top 10 after the big win over Mount Vernon And you heard from Kevin Miller on our scoreboard show, brought to you by J.D. Byrider. 2A, new number one, North Fayette Valley jumps up to number one. Mount Vernon falls to number two after the loss. Boyd and Hull Rock Valley, 3. Union is 4. They move up 3 spots after the win over Marion. Applington Parkersburg, 5. And then it's Dyke New Hartford and Waukon tied for 6th. Dyersville Beckman and Mid Prairie tied for 8th. Carol Kemper into the poll at number 10. 1A, Regina, despite the loss, remains number 1. Now, I gave them my first place vote. I thought they played very well in that game despite the loss. So that will be one of our games coming up on Friday. We'll let you know more about that in a moment. Regina 1, West Branch 2. All is right in the world of 1A football around Johnson County and Cedar County, right? I guess. Pella Christian, number 3. Hinton and Denver. Madrid is 6. Van Meter, 7. Western Christian, 8th. Westline, 9th. Jessup is 10th. A, it's Algona Garrigan. They move up to the number 1 spot. St. Ansgar, 2nd. Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 3rd. Montezuma, 4th. West Sioux is 5th. Akron Westfield. Council Bluffs St. Albert. Lisbon is 8th. West Hancock and Linville Sully. And then an 8-player football. Don Bosco stays number 1, followed by Audubon, Fremont Mills, Coon Rapids Baird, Elkader Central is 5th. Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire is 6th. Lone Tree into the poll this week at number 7 for the Lions. Bedford is in a tie for 8th, along with Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Turkey Valley's 10th.
Friday night, we'll have 2 games for you. Scott Unash, John Haggerty will be on the call for Kennedy and Washington. That'll be on 1600 and 107.5 FM. Excuse me, unanimous. He gets me choked up just listening to him. Alex Kuhn making his debut.
Alex was awesome.
Last week, did a terrific job. I told him as much. And he'll have a second game this week, Solon, at Iowa City, Regina. That'll be 7 o'clock, 106.3 FM. Yep. Those are Friday night games.
And we'll be at Fry Fest coming up on Friday as well. It's a big Friday. Big weekend. We got the pregame show, the postgame show. We got Iowa State, UNI coming your way. As soon as the postgame show has ended on Saturday night, we will join up with ESPN for coverage of Alabama and USC. How about that? Some great sports coming up this weekend.
Twins baseball the next 3 nights. Tune in. You never know when the Twins may win again. Tonight, join in progress, 7 o'clock on 107.5.
Against Cleveland. It's a big one for Cleveland.
Well, they haven't beaten anybody in the last 10 games, so let's see what the Twins can do against Cleveland.
There's always hope. There's always hope.
Not much.
You didn't have a good weekend, too. And then probably the worst-looking team in the NFL over the weekend was the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man.
Now, I'd like to think my Chiefs had something to do with that.
Yeah, Chiefs with a shutout over the Bears.
No, they scored at the end.
They did score at the end. I thought it was a shutout. We were following that on the golf course. But it's not going to be a fun year for me.
This
I just don't think so.
Misses Gase. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah.
I think they really, really miss Gase. And, yeah. But the NFL will get to the final week of the exhibition season, preseason coming up this week. And then it'll be off and running a week from this Thursday. With Carolina and Denver, and of course our NFL coverage on KGYM brought to you by MediaCom. Tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. Plenty to talk about in the world of baseball with Cal. That'll be coming up in the Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up on Wednesday, Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com is going to join us. Also coming up on Wednesday, Chris Liss of Rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. So a lot of drafts going on this week.
We do indeed on Wednesday.
Wednesday night, we have our building league. So I have the first draft choice.
And I have the second.
We're not telling anybody who we're taking. All right, APC coming your way next here on KGYM.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day.